Welcome back to your live Christmas Eve special edition of the Mike Malloy Show. It's special edition, of course, because it is hosted tonight by me, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow from bradblog.com, Brad Friedman, in tonight for Mike as we take you towards the Christmas weekend. So snuggle on up. It's been nothing but Christmas miracles and good news tonight. Really good news. Surprisingly good news. So much so you wouldn't even know you're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. The banner folded on his plans to hike taxes on Americans. Rick Perry won't be on the ballot in Virginia in the primary ballot because he couldn't come up with enough signatures. The Department of Justice has nixed South Carolina's photo ID restrictions, and they are signaling they're probably going to do the same thing in Texas. What else do I have to say? Oh, it's a white Christmas indeed for the folks in Indiana, where a judge has ordered the Republican Secretary of State, Charlie White, out of office for, among other things, the voter fraud that he committed there, ordered that he be replaced by a Democrat. And I haven't even gotten yet, we'll see how much time I have, to the fact that the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission has found that the ESNS optical scan paper ballot systems, you know, the ones I've been warning you about, not just the touchscreens, but the paper ballot systems. When you take a paper ballot and you put it through a computer, it can say whatever it wants to say. Well, one of the things that the ESNS systems are doing, the ones that are used in Ohio and Cuyahoga County, that's Cleveland, the largest county in Ohio, in New York, in Florida, in Wisconsin, it's failing to count votes. What do you know? It's just leaving votes off. And this is now confirmed by the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, which is a crappy agency that never does its job. And for the first time ever, it has actually found a problem with one of the systems that it has previously certified. At the same time, well, hopefully we'll get into this next week. I'll be back in Thursday and Friday of next week. But up in Venango County, Pennsylvania, Republicans have brought have gone to the effort to fight ENS to get an optical a touchscreen system, the ESNS Ivotronic system, independently audited, forensically audited, and they found that it had been remotely accessed time and time again, had all kinds of security flaws, and who knows if that was counted accurately. Who knows if any recent election in Venango County was counted accurately. A judge has since removed the Board of Elections that worked so hard to get that forensic study, even despite the fact that ESNS was threatening to sue them. Just sue them for doing so. Following the announcement today about the ESNS paper ballot op scanners in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, and elsewhere, the writer, where is she here? A Plain Dealer reporter, Laura Johnson, said, quote, "If the company can't correct the flaw, the government could decertify the machines, leaving Cuyahoga and jurisdictions throughout the country no way to conduct elections in a presidential year." You see, because those paper ballot op scanners in Cuyahoga County had replaced the touchscreen systems made by Diebold, which the Secretary of State recommended be decertified because they can be hacked, then they fail. And so they were replaced by a paper ballot system, but a paper ballot system, which is counted by computers and not by humans. So the Plain Deal worries there'll be no way to conduct an election in a presidential election year. Why? Have the people of Cuyahoga County lost their eyeballs? Do they not know how to add 1 + 1 + 1? It ain't that hard. Matter of fact, they're going to do it in 40% of the towns in New Hampshire in the first in the nation primary in New Hampshire in just a couple of weeks. They're going to count the ballots publicly in front of everyone, the parties, the video cameras, so they'll know the election was accurate. Not so wherever they use these op scanners. Your guess is as good as mine, if they're accurate. Speaking of your guess, 877-520-1150. I'd like to know your guess for who is going to win the Iowa caucus in just 10 days from now, January 3. I have to be careful there. Who is going to be announced the winner of the Iowa caucus? And why? Who and why? 877-520-1150. All right. We're finally going to get to some of these phone calls here, and we do have more good news tonight. We may have Desi come in with some more of that Christmas miracle news. But Jeremy in Burlington, Vermont, has been holding forever trying to get through. So let me go to him. Hey, Jeremy, thank you for holding, and welcome, sir, to the Mike Malloy Show, and happy holidays.
Hey, you too, Brad. I'm just calling to refresh you. We talked earlier this summer about Vermont's Hurricane Irene damage.
Yes.
And I'm proud to announce that as of, I think, like yesterday or the day before, we finally finished our last bridge of the 500 bridges and roads that were closed.
Wow.
So we were able to get it all. Yeah, it was either 500 bridges and roads or 500 miles of bridges and roads,
right,
to be honest. You know, I'm not sure which one it was.
And this was because, you know, once the mainstream corporate media loses, gets distracted by a shiny object, they just move on. So 500. Now, did you do this all alone? Was this the states without the help of the federal government, which, you know, can't do anything? States' rights, free market. It should be all about that. You all did this with no federal money whatsoever, right?
No.
What?
My girlfriend works at a hotel. FEMA was here all summer long helping deal with some of this stuff. They did a lot of the money for us. They got a lot of it done for us.
FEMA? But I thought they were useless. I thought we had to get rid of them altogether. I don't understand. You mean when states are actually up against it, when a natural disaster has struck, FEMA actually does the job and helps people out?
Despite what John Boehner and Ron Paul say, yes.
Well, that is actually great news. See, more great news. It's a Christmas miracle night, I'm telling you. So all the roads are finally back open. How many months after the Hurricane Irene?
Less than six, isn't it? I think it was early or late summer. So yeah, we're less than 6 months and it's all banged out.
Wow, nice. I really appreciate that update, and just in the nick of time, I guess, because I'm suspecting it's getting pretty damn cold up there in Burlington right around now, isn't it?
Just got our snow tonight. We've been waiting for it.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't come as frequently as it used to, it seems to me. but as I say, maybe we'll have Des come in and tell us about that. Global warming hates white Christmases. But glad to hear you're going to have a white Christmas out there, Jeremy. I really appreciate you hanging on for a long time. Thanks for that, and happy holidays, my friend, to you and yours.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
Bye.
All right. Oh, that's good. So everything's back in place in Vermont. Thanks to the federal government who was there to help. Good. That's what they're there for. Mark in San Francisco on the great Green 960, which will soon become KNEW as of January 3rd, I believe, up there. That's where they're changing the call letters, and they'll be moving this. As a matter of fact, this is a live hour you're listening to in San Francisco, the third hour of the Mike Malloy Show. I don't think you'll be able to hear this one at all anymore after January 3rd. So, hey, Mark, very good to hear from you. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, besides being disappointed about what's happening to our great station here, but we're going to fight to get back Tom Hartman, Mike Malloy, and Stephanie Miller, because there's no way the replacements they got can match up to that crew. They're awesome. We had the best station in the country, I think, until they made these changes.
Well, I hate to insult any of our other affiliates, but yeah, Green 960. I love. As a matter of fact, if it hadn't been for Green 960, you know, Desi and I do a Green News report that's nationally syndicated around the country, a 6-minute radio feature, and that was developed at Green 960 when I was sitting in guest hosting there years ago, and it was sort of an accident, but it wouldn't have been without Green 960. We consider Green 960 our flagship station for the Green News Report, which you can find at greennews.bradblog.com. But so I'm sorry to see what's happening there, so I hope folks in San Francisco will let the powers that be at Clear Channel and Green 960 know they would like to keep their station as it was.
Yeah, Yeah, well, believe me, they're going to get feedback because we love our station and we have a great lineup. And you don't get rid of those great progressive talkers very easily in this area. We're going to fight for them to get them all back. But I wanted to talk about what's happened. Our friends in Michigan, Brad, need our help because Rick Snyder is basically he's implementing this financial material law on poor cities where he declares a city a financial emergency, and then he appoints an emergency manager, and the people that vote for the mayor and all the other politicians, their vote is null and void, and this guy turning that state into some kind of dictatorship.
Yeah, no, and that's no exaggeration. And here's what's amazing to me is that you don't hear a peep out of this from the right, from the Tea Partiers who were so worried about big government, who called, you know, Barack Obama, he's a fascist, he's a tyrant, and here you have a governor actually throwing elected officials out of office on a whim and installing, quite literally, a dictator. This is amazing to me. And all the Tea Partiers, and I know you're listening out there, at least on Sirius XM Channel 127, I know you guys are out there. You ought to be joining with the occupiers, with the folks who are pushing back against the big government tyranny, like Mark is talking about here, the big government tyranny that Fox News told you to pretend, that Fox News pretended to be concerned about. It's actually happening up there in Michigan. So thanks for reminding us of that on this Christmas Eve, Mark.
You know what, Brad? It's probably the biggest, I'd say the biggest assault on democracy right now. It's one of them. I mean, there's the voter suppression.
Yep.
There's also the pledge takers to Grover Norquist who are all taking a pledge to the 1%.
Yeah.
And we have that. We have a lot of problems. But ever since these people voted in these Republicans, take a look at what's happened to our country and what they're doing to us. I don't see any way in the world anybody could justify voting Republican and call themselves an American or believe in democracy. I really don't, Brad. It's got to be called out. You know.
Well, listen. Let me say this. I believe they can call themselves an American. I think it's a stretch to say that they believe in democracy, because if you believe in democracy, then you don't restrict legal voters from voting the way they're doing to tens, hundreds of thousands of legal voters around the country.
I was just going to say, well, I wanted to wish you and Des a happy holiday, but I also wanted to say that as long as Fox has been in existence, this country's just been decimated. And if they want to talk about their existence, take a look at what's happened to our country ever since they've been around. There's no coincidence. They've polluted the airwaves on TV, and the result of it is part of the reason why we're dealing with this problem right now.
TV and radio. Well said, Mark. I really appreciate that. Have a happy holiday, my friend, and thanks for hanging on and giving us a call tonight.
Okay, brother. Have a great holiday and a good new year.
Back to you. All right. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. You want to talk about the Iowa caucuses? Anything else? Love to hear from you. 877-520-1150, live radio on Christmas Eve. Brad in for Mike.
Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Boy, it won't be long. Chicken crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Rooster crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Children get so
welcome back
happy on a Christmas day.
To your live Mike children Malloy show tonight. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike on Christmas Eve. Broadcasting from coast to coast and around the globe. By the way, if you missed any of our good news, Miracle O' Christmas show tonight, where we had pretty much nothing but good news stories, we'll have the archives posted at bradblog.com late night tonight. But I also recommend that you support Progressive Radio by buying a podcast of the Mike Malloy, a podcast subscription at MikeMalloy.com. Give us a call, 877-520-1150. And got a bunch of folks starting to line up here. I'll get to everyone if I can tonight, so hang on. It looks like our friend Shano from Fort Lauderdale is on. Hey, Shano, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, brother.
How are you doing, my friend? You're doing a great job. So much to talk about tonight, my friend.
You know what? I thought it was going to be a slow night because it's, you know, Christmas Eve, but I got a half a stack I haven't even gotten to that nobody's ever going to hear about. Incredible news you'll never know about unless you come on in and visit me here in Stephanie Miller's studio where we're broadcasting from.
We will be there at some point in the near future. But with Green 960, I want to talk about that. But first, you asked about who's going to win the Iowa caucus.
Who's going to be announced the winner of the Iowa caucus? There's a difference. Yes. Okay.
Yes,
so
there's a grand difference. But
right.
I think the actual winner will be Ron Paul, whether they announce that or not.
Okay.
But the next question is, does that matter? You know, does it? Because there's been so many straw polls that Ron Paul has won, the CPAC straw polls, and then you listen to Fox News and they just discount it. Oh, who cares? But this person came in second. You know, I don't believe that it's going to matter who wins Iowa caucus, like it hasn't for many years.
I think you make a very good point. And who was it? Huckabee in 2008. He won. Yeah, most of the time. I think you got to go back to George
Bush.
Yeah, I was going to say George W. Bush. Other than that, whoever wins the Iowa caucus doesn't really matter. But, you know, it's Christmas. So I thought, let's ask a question that doesn't really matter.
But I think Ron Paul will probably win it. And then the right wing will discount it like they discount all the straw polls that Ron Paul wins.
Okay.
And when it comes right down to it, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so let's get you on record then. So you're saying Ron Paul is going to win it. Is he going to be announced the winner?
I don't know. That's your wheelhouse, my friend.
Oh, no, I don't make predictions. I leave that to callers. Shano, I got to get to a break here, my friend. Great to hear from you. Thank you again, by the way, last week for the Occuthon.
It was so much fun.
In support of Occupy Wall Street, Shano made me stay up until 2 a.m. to talk to him. Well, actually, 2 to 3 a.m. to talk. So I was pleased to do it. You're great. Check out Shano over at radioornot.com. And, of course, you'll hear Stephanie Miller talking about him on a daily basis in the morning, or at least in the morning in San Francisco now, maybe not after the first of the year. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Have a great holiday.
All right.
You
as well.
Thank you, sir. You too. Okay, 877-520-1150. More of your call straight ahead. Oh, Dan in Spokane disagrees with me on photo ID. Can't wait to hear from him. Brad in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
The rare old mountain chill. I turn my face away and dreamed about you. And they told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
You know, we failed tonight, Tony, and not playing any Hanukkah songs. I'm going to have some splaining to do over the weekend. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. There's just not a lot of good Hanukkah songs out there, is there? There's that Adam Sandler thing. It's, you know, anyway. Coming into our final few minutes here on the Mike Malloy Show, Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike live tonight from the West Coast on Christmas Eve. Glad you could join us. 877-520-1150. Got a lot of callers, but I'm going to try to get to as many of them as I can. So stay on the line and try to make your questions or thoughts short and sweet. Here we go. Dan in Spokane. You disagree with me about photo ID restrictions at the polling place. You think we should have them? Dan?
Yes, sir, I do. I totally agree with you on the machines.
Yeah.
But I don't see any other way to prevent people who shouldn't vote to vote.
But they don't do that. You understand that, Dan?
What don't?
Well, there is the George Bush's own Department of Justice who put unprecedented resources into this. From between 2005 and 2009, they were not able to find a single case of polling place voter impersonation that would have been stopped by photo ID. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't trust George Bush. He was part of the Senate. I mean, the same agenda, Clinton, Bush, they've all wanted open borders. So.
Dan, do you know, are you aware of any case ever of someone committing a voter fraud at the polling place by claiming they were someone other than they really were?
Well, I think just that much.
Oh, Dan, you're breaking up there. Say it again. You're breaking up a little bit. I'll give you another second here because I did want to hear your thoughts. But are you aware that the proponents of these laws around the country, for example, in Indiana, where I believe, where the law was went all the way to the Supreme Court, that the Indiana proponents of that photo ID case put in more than 250 claims of fraud, not one single proven case of a fraudulent vote that law would prevent?
I can't speak to that, but I know just by, you know, California and Arizona with the illegal population.
Yeah, but
I'm sure that there's tons of them.
Well, you would be sure, but you would be wrong. Because if there actually were, don't you think that somebody would have come out and showed it? Because, you know, why would you register to vote if you were an undocumented alien? Why would you give the your name and your address, where you live, to the government?
Well, that's the point, though. If they don't have to show ID, it could be fake. So they just go in and say, I'm this person.
But they do have to show ID. Okay, we may have missed a step, Dan. They do have to show ID. Under the Help America Vote Act, you have to show an ID when you first register. If you don't, like let's say you register out on the street somewhere or something with a petition gatherer, then you have to show an ID when you go to vote for the first time. That's already the law.
Right. I just don't see what the big deal is if you just show it every time. That way, at least, you know, even if it's a fake ID, at least they got to put effort into it. But
And what if you don't have one? Is that a concern of yours?
Well, you can get, even if you don't have a driver's license, they have ID cards, but very, very tiny, tiny part of the population wouldn't have an ID card.
A tiny part of the population. Okay. An estimated 23% of persons 65 and over in Wisconsin alone. We're only going to talk about Wisconsin because that's one I just happen to have in front of me here. 23% of people 65 and over in Wisconsin do not have a driver's license. So the population of elderly persons 65 and older without a driver's license in the state of Wisconsin totals 177,399. That's the tiny portion you're talking about, 177,000 voters who would be disenfranchised. And that's only elderly, by the way.
But they can get ID cards, right? I'm more worried about what about the, like, 20 million illegals in California and Arizona that vote.
They don't vote.
Well, you say that.
There is no evidence. There is no evidence. What's to stop them? They have to show an ID when they vote. Now, why would they, when they register to vote, now, why would they go in and register and tell the government where they are living when they can be easily found out because they've given their address and name to the government?
Well, it'd be fake. I'm just saying. But if they have to show when they register to vote, what's the big deal if they show it to vote too? I mean, I don't get why that's a big civil rights.
Because okay. Let me give you an example. All right, 96-year-old Dorothy Cooper. She's an African American woman from Tennessee. She was born even before women had the right to vote. She's been voting religiously for 70 years without a problem. Even before the Voting Rights Act of 1965, during the Jim Crow law, she's 96 years old. She's an African-American woman from Tennessee who has voted in every single election since she has been allowed to vote, going back decades. Well, guess what happened? Right. Right. She tried to. Guess what happened? As it turns out, she brought her birth certificate, as she's required to do. She brought all kinds of...
I've heard that example. That's one dumb example.
Okay. Shall I switch to another one? What do you mean you don't buy it, Dan? What do you mean you don't buy it?
Are you telling me there is a massive illegal immigrant voter fraud in California?
That's right. That's exactly what I'm telling you. And if you have any evidence...
I doubt that.
Well, Dan...
How can they investigate?
Hey, Dan...
It's illegal to investigate.
Hey, Dan, it's not illegal to investigate. What the hell are you talking about?
Well,
do me a favor, Dan.
Prove it?
Dan.
You got to
But,
Dan, go to your right wing nut Republican friends.
Oh, come on,
go
I'm
to your
American
Dan.
Dude, I'm not right or
Dan.
Wrong,
okay. All right. All right. Let me take it back. It's Christmas. Go to your Republican friends who claim that illegal voters, illegal aliens, as you like to say, are voting in the state of California. Hang on, Dan. And ask them for any evidence of it at all. Okay? And then get back to me. I'm back on the show next Thursday and Friday. Come back to me with your hard evidence showing that these illegal aliens are casting votes in California. Not, you don't have to come up with 20 million. Come up with, you know, 20.
What state
okay?
are you from? You're in Washington, aren't you? From
no. California.
Seattle?
Yeah. No,
hey,
I'm California, Dan.
Are you telling me that there isn't voter fraud in California? There isn't Hispanic
yep.
activists registering?
Yep. That's exactly what I'm telling
vote.
You. That's exactly what I'm telling you. But you shouldn't
yeah.
trust me. You should come back next week with your evidence, Dan. I'll be
well,
on.
You show me evidence that no one can just go get an ID card. Show me those evidence
what?
That there's
I just did.
White people.
I just did.
One dumb example that I don't even
you, how many more you want? How many more you
how
want,
many,
my friend?
How many people can't
all right,
go get an
go.
ID card, man?
Hundreds of thousands. Dan, if
oh,
you don't...
Oh, yeah, because there's all these KKK
okay.
stand outside the licensing department. Oh,
okay.
Black lady.
I'm
going to
dump you... Dan, I'm
going
to dump you in one... Wait, hang on. Dan, I'm going to dump you in... Actually, I'll explain this to you over air, because I think that's the only way you'll listen. So thanks
all
for the
right.
call, Dan. Have a happy right. holidays. I'll explain it to you. 96-year-old Dorothy Cooper, who has been voting her entire life. She brought her birth certificate. She got herself... She doesn't have a driver's license. She never had a driver's license. She got herself to the DMV with her birth certificate, all kinds of documentation showing exactly who she was, and she was not able to get her photo ID because, you see, Dorothy Cooper got married at some point along her life, and while she had the required birth certificate, she couldn't find her marriage license. And her name had changed since she was born, so she was denied that free photo ID. I already told you about Ruth L. Frank, who will have to pay $200 to have her free photo ID. I could go on and on and on all night long, Dan. And if you'd like me to, I will. But all I ask is that you come up with one instance. Go ahead. It shouldn't be hard. Come up with five, because I can come up with tens of thousands of people who will be disenfranchised. It won't be hard. Call me back next week with your evidence of all of these people who are committing voter fraud that would be stopped by the photo ID restrictions. You can't do it, Dan, but I welcome you to try. I'll look forward to your call next week. Ray in Bettendorf, Iowa. Hey, Ray, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
There you go with your facts and logic. Poor Dan.
Well,
I'm looking forward to the caucuses
yeah.
because I'm going to be in a room full of Dan.
Oh, you are? Now, are you going to participate in the Iowa caucus on January 3rd?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Are you a Republican?
Well, I used to be a Republican,
yeah.
then I changed to get Barack Obama into office, so I'm going to change back into a Republican to go in and make sure that the old right-wing racist Ron Paul wins Iowa.
Yeah.
And give the people what they want.
So
listen to Dan. Dan wants this, and it's like, I'm not going to deny him.
Okay.
There you go.
So,
you're going to get Ron Paul.
All right, you're going to vote for Ron Paul. Now, who's going to be announced the winner of that Iowa caucus, Ray?
You know, I'm thinking to myself that they're probably going to, they had the one goofball, Vanderplatt.
He wants Perry. He made Perry pay him $1 million for his endorsement, as I recall, Vanderplatt's.
Yeah, I think I don't know, Perry may be a little short on change now because he didn't make it there in Virginia, so it's like the check might not be good anymore.
All right, so who's going to be announced the winner, Ray? Come on, go on record.
I figure they're going to hand it to Romney because
to
it's
Romney.
Like, it's a Republican machine.
All right, so Romney's going to be on record. You're on record as saying Romney's going to be announced the winner. Quick question before I let you go, Ray. Does the GOP, the Republican caucus, which is completely run by the state Republican Party up there in Iowa, are they going to require photo ID before you're allowed to cast a vote in next week's Iowa caucus?
You know, I'm going to go and find out if they do.
Will you call me back next week and let me know? I'll be on Thursday and Friday for Mike.
Merry Christmas to you, Brad. Be happy to do it.
I will look forward to your call, Ray. Thanks, brother. Have a great holiday. All right, then. I suspect there will be no photo ID required to vote in the state of Iowa. Oddly enough, even though Republicans run the elections. Now, why would that be? Would that be because they know they will lose all kinds of voters and tick off all kinds of people who don't have these photo IDs on January 3rd? Yep, that would be why. But we'll find out. Ray will let us know next week. All right, 877-520-1150. Our last few minutes here before the holidays are truly upon us. Stay tuned. My thanks tonight, as ever, to our great engineer, Tony Sorrentino. Here at LA's K-Talk AM 1150. Thank you, my friend, and happy holidays to you. Also to producer Desi Doyen. Hey, Des.
Hey.
You haven't gotten to say hi all night.
I have not.
So I wanted to say hi. And your good news, by the way, we didn't get to. Maybe we'll do it next week. The great news on the EPA.
Finally getting to pass the finalized rules to, for the first time, restrict mercury pollution coming from the nation's coal-fired power plants.
Mercury,
arsenic, dioxin.
Yeah. It only took
fun stuff.
22 years since
toxins.
George H.W. Bush signed the law requiring the EPA to do that. That finally happened this week. So there's some good news for you. Anyway.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for all that you do. My thanks, of course, to Dale and Dale and GD Dean were both helping us out in the bradblog.com chat room tonight. Sue couldn't make it.
Sue could not.
Oh, okay. Well, happy Merry Christmas to her, wherever she may be. Also, my thanks to Lori Compass of Recall Fits. That's FITZ.com. Filling us in on her effort to recall Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. And, of course, the big thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy. Thank you for allowing me to sit in for you over these holidays just a little bit. Mike and Kathy will both be back next Monday, but then I shall return Thursday and Friday of next week before the New Year's break. So, hope you can join me then, and hope you'll follow me at The Brad Blog on Twitter and at, of course, bradblog.com. Thanks to you all, and Merry Christmas to you all. All right, let's get a couple last calls in here in our last few seconds before the, where are we going? Yeah, how about, here we go. There we go. Hey, Linear Bob from San Jose.
Well,
hey, Bob.
Briefly, what I want to thank you, and I want to thank Mark Crispin Miller, because about a month ago when I first caught wind of what was happening with KKGN, I sent an email to you and to Mark.
That's Green 960, yes.
And both of you responded by doing some investigating and starting to spread the word.
Well, I thank you for getting the word out, for making noise about this. And, you don't listen on KKGN Green 960 up there in San Jose, do you?
I do. I do get it, but it's weak at night.
Yeah.
But I do get it at some, but I found out that I will not get the HD2 signal at all.
Well, and I don't think that's the plan anymore. I don't know if they're even going to go to the HD2.
Well, it's going to be a figment of its former self, because Mike is going to be from 1 to 3 in the morning, and Tom will be, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Well, that's for now, and of course, Glenn,
they may change their minds.
They changed their mind last time. They made some changes like this. I can't see how Glenn Beck in the place of Stephanie Miller on a progressive radio station is going to go over very well. So we do encourage folks, if you're up there listening to Green 960 in San Francisco, the Bay Area, to give them a call on Monday and politely and respectfully.
Before you leave, I can name you one person. You were talking about voter fraud.
Yeah. No.
What
yeah.
name?
Yeah. Who's that?
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter, you're right, did commit voter fraud, as did the Republican Secretary of State of Indiana, apparently did Mitt Romney, who has been voting from a place where he does not live.
Right.
So I can give you a lot of examples. The problem is none of them would be stopped by photo ID laws, much as Charlie White, the Republican Secretary of State of Indiana.
If the photo ID has an address on it and they check that, they would catch Ms. Coulter because she gave her real estate broker's address.
Yeah, that's right. She lied about her address when she went and committed voter fraud in Palm Beach County, Florida in 2005. And that's what Charlie White did, too, by the way. He lied on his driver's license. He lied on his photo ID, on his voter registration.
Yeah, so there are some examples, but I don't think they're illegal aliens.
No, they certainly aren't. Poor Dan in Spokane. Hopefully he'll get back to us next week with the evidence.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you and Mark publicly for digging in and doing the research work and getting the word out.
Thank you, brother. Back at you. Have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Okay, let me get to Kevin in New York. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hi, Brad. How's it going? I was wondering if you could just speak on a kind of troubling trend I'm noticing, which is in my age group, which is 20 to 30, this obsession with Ron Paul and objectivism and just, you know, I've read Atlas Shrugged. I thought it was garbage. You know, why don't we have more people, more socialism, more democratic socialism in my age group?
Well, I you know what? I can't speak to your age group specifically. What I can say is that the things that Ron Paul talks about are the things that the right-wingers at Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and essentially the corporations who own the airwaves, those are the things that they talk about over and over and over again. And also, Ron Paul stood up against his own party, against George W. Bush back in the Iraq War and so forth. But the progressive media, and in your case, the socialist media, there is no such thing as a socialist media. There is no communist media, you know. So people don't hear any of those messages. They have only Fox or Fox to choose from, basically. That's a short explanation, given that I've got to get off the air in about 15 seconds here, Kevin.
Thanks so much, Brad. You and Mike are awesome. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, brother. And figure out what kind of voting systems you guys use up there in New York. It may be one of those that doesn't count your votes at all. So,
absolutely.
No kidding. Thanks, brother.
And Merry Christmas.
And to you. All right. Well, thus concludes our Christmas miracle edition of the Mike Malloy Show. Delighted you could join us here tonight. Hope you have a wonderful holiday. Over the weekend and into next week. We will join you again next Thursday and Friday night before New Year's. Until then, as I say, you can find me at bradblog.com or on the Twitters. Mike will be back on Monday, so tune in for that. Keep it lit, America, and happy holidays, Bill O'Reilly.